Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Things are going at the border, sir.
Much better than you all expected.
Do you have any plans to visit?
No.
Whoosh.
You're going to start seeing people living in tents, not just on the border, but in the streets of New York and across New York State, because we've reached a breaking point.
But this is what you wanted.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know that 1,000 overwhelms the system. I cannot begin to imagine what 4,000 a day looks like. So we are truly in a crisis.
Whoosh.
Over the past 2 days, the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in the number of encounters. So we have seen, I think, approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. All these headlines on cable TV. Durham, : FBI shouldn't have launched Russia probe. Ya think? Now, I want to know, is James Comey going to be on any shows tonight? And is he going to be asked? Mr. Comey, it says in this final Durham report that you knew in August of 2016, months before the election, that the Steele dossier was just a Clinton dirty trick against the Trump campaign. You were briefed along with...
Because the word we're getting is that the majority of these individuals who are crossing, it's still high numbers, are coming to New York State. And we already...
I don't know what this is. I don't know what that's all about. Wrong cut. But, you know, so he knew, let's see, August, that's, he knew 4 or 5 months before he briefed President-elect Trump on, Mr. President, there's an intelligence report out there. He knew 5 months earlier that it was a Clinton campaign document. And he still briefed him on it so that he could then tell reporters or have someone tell reporters who were probably in on the gag as well that there was an intelligence community document, which was in fact the Clinton campaign document, saying that he had done all these misdeeds, these high crimes and misdemeanors. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. What a mess. Oh, here's another great headline. Durham, Trump-Russia probe seriously flawed. You don't say. May we quote you on that, Mr. Special Counsel? All right, time for the chump line.
It looks like A.J. Baker is in the running for the Hunter Biden Son of the Year Award.
Charlie Baker said today that A.J. Gropey Baker is the smartest man he knows. I just made that up. You know, Charlie, there was a reason for you to run for a third term, wasn't there? You'd be able to broom.
Did this just happen?
You'd be able to broom this one, just like you did the groping incident, alleged groping incident on the JetBlue flight a few years back. But this one's going to be a lot harder because he did hit the wall in his Volkswagen Jetta. He hit the wall in a lot of ways on Saturday night.
Yeah, Howie, I'm at Home Depot. Should I grab two brooms, one for Healy and for Gropey's old man, so they can double broom the alleged drunk driving case if he's found guilty?
You know what I thought was one of the ironic parts of the case is he was playing golf, right, before he hit the 19th hole. And the case was broomed. The first case, the JetBlue case, was broomed by the district attorney of Suffolk County, Dan Connolly, who shortly thereafter quit and became a lobbyist. And then when the panic began, all the golf courses were shut down. and they decided they needed to hire a lobbyist to get them allowed to open up again. Would you care to guess who they hired as their lobbyist? Dan Connolly, the DA who had broomed the case and sent it over to the U.S. Attorney's Office. And somehow the golf courses were allowed to reopen. The miniature golf courses? No. The driving ranges? No. But the 18-hole courses, they were allowed to open. Thank you. Thank you, Dan Connolly. Very effective lobbyist that you are. Today's Trump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
I went to a wedding this weekend, but when I tried to check into my hotel, they told me it was completely booked with busboys.
Hey, only Democrats are allowed to say things like that. Hank Johnson can say stuff like that, Nancy Pelosi, but not you, pal. You are a caller to the Trump Line.
Trump, you better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Trump on Durham report must be a heavy price to pay. I'm sorry. It's just so frustrating. This has been going on for so long, and nothing's going to happen.
Come on, man. Why the hell are people talking about Title 92 when they should be talking about how Donald Hump was found guilty of going into a dressing room at a Bogota and raping Eugene Carroll O'Connor? Not a joke.
Well, as he said yesterday, in Turkey, he hopes whoever wins, wins. Thank you, Mr. President. He's been a font of wisdom and knowledge ever since he was first elected to the Senate way back in 1852 as the introduction at Howard University commencement speech said about him on Saturday.
Comer says he can't find the Biden whistleblower. Has he looked in Arkansas yet?
Yeah, it's that... You know, those are some interesting cuts. We'll have to play those cuts. We'll play it right now. Cut 13, this is James Comer from the House Oversight Committee. But where the whistleblowers have gone missing, stop me if you've heard this one before.
9 of the 10 people that we've identified that have very good knowledge with respect to the Bidens, they're one of three things, Maria. They're either currently in court, they're currently in jail, or they're currently missing. So it's of the utmost importance that the FBI work with us to be able to try to identify what research they've done, what investigations they've done, because we have people that want to come forward, but honestly, Maria, they fear for their lives. Not only are the Biden lawyers and the Biden White House intimidating them, the media is trying to intimidate and discredit them.
It's all the same. It's the deep state. The FBI would like to help you, Chairman Comer, but they're too busy looking for the 10th one that got away.
So is it Dr. President Joe Biden, or is it President Dr. Joe Biden?
All I know is America yells, stat, stat, this is an emergency.
How about 1 in every 1,000 migrants gets put up at the White House?
Hey, remember when Obama gave an illegal alien a ride in his limo to the Capitol for his State of the Union message? Things have been going downhill for some time now.
Charlie Parker's son is a real dope. First he was arrested on an alleged grope. Now the punk is driving drunk, and you can bet they will still give him more rope.
Probably. Although there's a new district attorney up there. I mean, does he know Charlie Parker from a hole in the wall? I don't know. I've got to make a call up there and find out what's going on. 508, say, any word on whether there were firearms in Gropey's possession like the Stady's son in Hyannis? The Stady's report, which you can read, by the way, at HowieCarrShow.com. It's posted up there, the entire report, and we also tweeted it out earlier. but it's there if you want to read it. There's no mention of any weapons. They did check the car out. I don't know. It also doesn't say how badly the car was banged up by running into the wall. And it was going very slowly after it banged into the wall. You notice that usually often happens when a vehicle hits something solid. You could ask former Lieutenant Governor Tim Crash Murray about that. He was still moving very slowly, the car was, and they put on the lights, and he still didn't stop for a while.
51 intelligence officials wrote me a letter saying that the Patriot Front has all the hallmarks of a Dr. Fauci. I mean, Donald Hump personality cult. No joke.
Oh, Lord. 781, didn't the Democrats shop the dossier to the press first and they all rejected it? Yes, they did, because it was obviously nonsense. And there were also private people there that could sue them, as have sued BuzzFeed, and now BuzzFeed is out of business. But what's that guy's name, Smith? He went on to work for the New York Times. That was his reward for publishing the dossier first. Drove the site out of business. But, you know, hey, the party's needs come first.
Hey, Howie, you must have heard about that new concierge service at the border where the illegals coming in can check their bags and the Border Patrol will actually bring them wherever they want. I wonder how much the illegals are supposed to tip the Border Patrol.
It's all included in the price. The price is the fundamental transformation of America.
You're a mayor, Carr. Every mayor for years, you've been making sport of the few times I appeared tired and emotional. Every mayor, yet last Monday, you returned from the traditional Cinco de Mayo weekend looking worse for the wear, every slurred your words and passed out. Every mayor, then you showed up a few days later, blaming it on a virus. Abraham, you should have put on the neck brace and blamed it on some terrible curse. Haven't you learned anything?
Thank goodness I don't think I slurred my words, or there would be some rumors going out, but I haven't heard. Even on the Globe message board, I didn't hear any rumors to that effect.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
In my view, says 617, the view that Comey lied to President Trump regarding the Russian collusion info is treason. No, unfortunately it's not. But it is the most treacherous backstabbing that we've seen in a long time. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You know, Trump should have fired that guy on day one. That was his problem. He should have fired all these bad personnel decisions. But that's the first one. He should have gotten rid of Comey on day one. Then they couldn't have claimed that they needed a special counsel to investigate it. So many mistakes. So many mistakes. All right, that's it for today's Chump Line. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, we have one. It's called Chopped Chumps. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. And Chopped Chumps is posted every weeknight around 7 p.m. You can get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Come on, man. Why the hell are people talking about Title 92 when they should be talking about how Donald Hump was found guilty of going into a dressing room at a Bogota and raping Eugene Carroll O'Connor? Not a joke.
I just got back to New England, and my first stop was at Perfect Smiles, the best dental office I've ever been to. It's in Nashua, and wherever you are in New England, it's worth the trip. Howie Carr Show listeners from all over have found out how great Perfect Smiles is. Dr. Bruce Houghton told me on my visit that he's seen patients recently from Fall River, Bourne, Osterville, Bucksport, Maine, and Brattleboro, Vermont. They all understand how important their dental health is. So many issues can start in your mouth. Do you think your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do as I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Make your health a priority in 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been?
Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin, sitting with all my friends and talking to myself.
George Jones.
Time, but any fool can tell.
What rhymes with tell?
That this honky-tonk heaven really makes you feel like hell.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Monetary Goal. The future looks bleak in Joe Biden's America. Our personal data is in grave danger with the real threat of electronic money. It's time to protect your assets with Monetary Gold, the long-standing inflation hedge. Gold holds its value, always has, always will. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation with gold and silver. Call now with Monetary Gold. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what's Gropey Baker's favorite country drinking song? Just Good Old Boys, Misery and Gin,
one you just heard.
Yeah. Swinging Doors, The Whiskey Ain't Working, Red Solo Cup, or What Made Milwaukee Famous?
I'm a Merle Haggard man. I'm going with Swinging Doors.
Swinging Doors holding at 4%, 30% for Red Solo Cup, 21% for What Made Milwaukee Famous, 20 for The Whiskey Ain't Working, 16 for Just Good Old Boys, and 8% for Misery and Gin.
All right. The Whiskey Ain't Working, that's Travis Tritt. His greatest hit, of course, is Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares. Hard to beat that one. But Travis was good in his day. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at this. We're going to take some call. We're going to take more calls on this. 844-500-4242. But I'm just trying to read these threads about the Durham report that was issued today. And I'm coming back to more mentions of this guy, Chuck Dolan, the guy from Massachusetts, UMass. He was in the middle of this stuff. He was arrested for drunk driving a few years back here. He was one of the drinking buddies of Igor Danchenko. I got a tour of the presidential suite at the Ritz-Carlton right before the P-tape story was made up. And it says here, when interviewed by the office, Dolan, again, he's from Lynn, I believe. Lynn's recollection about taking a tour of the presidential suite at the Ritz-Carlton was inconsistent, and his recollection vacillated over the course of several interviews. Sometimes that happens when you're not telling the truth. You know, have you ever realized that? If you're telling the truth, it's easy to keep your story straight. If you're not telling the truth, you vacillate, and your recollections are inconsistent. Why is nobody interested? Why am I the only guy in the Boston media who's interested in Chuck Dolan? I'm Howie Carr. Let's face it, prices are up, bank accounts are down. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently based solely on the brand name, so a good duplicate or dupe is crucial. Like Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound. In fact, you can get a pair of Raycons and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of these other big name tech brands out there. You also get essential smart tech listening features like noise isolation, water resistance, and 3 customizable sound profiles. In this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, so Raycon offers buy now, pay later options, free domestic shipping, and an easy and free return guarantee. It's no wonder they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Right now, get an additional 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As far as I know, I'm the only guy who's done a story, or I did a column, a couple of mentions, and a whole column at least, on this guy, Chuck Dolan, who was involved in the Russian collusion hoax. He helped concoct the Steele dossier, although he claims he didn't. But he's all over this report. Dolan stated in sum that it was possible that he Dolan, told Danchenko about the presidential suite and Trump, but he had no specific recollection of doing so. Dolan was adamant that he never told Danchenko about any salacious sexual activity that occurred in the suite. Now, I mention this because this guy was deeply involved in this, but nobody has any interest in it. Let me compare this to Watergate. There was a teacher at Deerfield, a master, when I was there, named Roland Young. He's still alive, lives in Dennis. And his brother was one of the plumbers. The plumbers were the people who worked for the committee to reelect the president. They were basically handling dirty tricks. And he had a brother. His brother's name was David Young. He's still alive, too. And he was one of the plumbers, and he was immunized and testified before the Watergate Senate committee, et cetera, and probably the grand jury. And I'm telling you, everybody at Deerfield, everybody in the area, probably everybody in the state knew, or most people in the state knew who David Young was. And his, hey, did you hear about Raleigh Young's brother? He's one of the plumbers. He's up to his neck in this Watergate thing. And David Young was a lot smaller fish to fry in Watergate than Chuck Dolan was in this. And yet I'm the only one who's called up UMass and said, hey, this guy Chuck Dolan, is he still on the board of advisors to the political science department at UMass? He's in the middle of the biggest political dirty trick scandal in American history, and they don't care. They don't care in the least. I know it's an unpaid position, but you think that, say, you know, maybe you can resign for being involved. They don't care. Nobody, it's just nothing to see here, folks. Move along. 844-500-4242. So here's a story from the Federalist about this. People are just picking out little nuggets here and there. The New York Times published fake news peddled by federal intelligence officials in 2017. In February 2017, the Times, I think this is old news too, actually, though, but maybe not. In February 2017, the Times reported the Trump campaign had routine contact with Russian officials. That's the headline. Trump campaign aides had repeated contacts with Russian intelligence. This is what the Times reported, and this is all a lie, including the words and they. Phone records and intercepted calls show that members of Donald J. Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and other Trump's associates had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials in the year before the election, according to 4 current and former American officials. American law enforcement and intelligence agencies intercepted the communications around the same time they were discovering evidence that Russia was trying to disrupt the presidential election by hacking into the Democrat National Committee, 3 of the officials said. According to John Durham, the special counsel, the entire story was totally fabricated. Every word, it was a complete and utter lie. Here's what Durham said. As early as 2017, the FBI still did not possess any intelligence showing that anyone associated with the Trump campaign was in contact with Russian intelligence officers during the campaign. Instead, based on declassified documents from early 17, the FBI's own records show the reports published by the New York Times concerning what four unnamed current and former intelligence official claimed about the Trump campaign being in touch with any Russian intelligence officers was untrue. That's assuming that there were four unnamed and that they didn't just make it up out of whole cloth. Total BS. Everything in it was total BS. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, Howie. You know, it's amazing. The Moonbats down there at St. Anselm College are talking about how Donald Trump's town hall on CNN was embarrassing.
Right, I saw that. There's a story in the Globe. There's a story. I'll print that story out and read some of it to you. Go ahead, Pete.
You know what was really embarrassing, Howie, is that I sat down with a cocktail and I listened to Brandon's speech at Howard University. This is a president of our country, the United States of America. He sounded like a third world despot, and all he kept saying was white supremacy, national supremacy, and mega Republicans. You know what? This guy is a big nothing.
Yeah, he is. There's no question about it. But he thinks he's got the magic formula to get reelected, and that's just keep talking about white nationalism, white supremacy, and it's just. And then they put the Patriot Front out there again. The G-men in masks out there again to parade around and pretend that they're some kind of threat. It's just ridiculous. 603, deeply sourced, laughing out loud. Yeah, they gave themselves a Pulitzer Prize for deeply sourced stories like that one I was just quoting. Again, when will the New York Times and the Washington Post return their Pulitzer Prizes? At the very least, they were totally scammed. And at worst, they made all this crap up themselves. You know, if you're not naming the source, how do we know you're telling the truth? I mean, if it turns out later what the unnamed sources told you was true, then it's okay. But if you're citing unnamed sources and then reporting falsehoods, how do we know you didn't just make it up? I mean, is it possible for me to use a legal expression, have a reasonable doubt whether there were four or three unnamed officials who told them this stuff, which wasn't true, which didn't happen? Just like whenever they would print false stories, and then everyone, like the story about what Trump had told the Georgia election official, it turned out that was the Washington Post. It was turned out when they got the transcript, it was totally untrue. Yet multiple deep state outlets other than the Washington Post were able to quote unquote confirm the false story. How do you confirm something that didn't happen? But they were able to do it. It's really something, isn't it? 844-500-4242. What left St. Anselm deeply disturbed about Trump's New Hampshire town hall? They're such experts at the New York at the Boston Globe about the St. Anselm's College where Caroline went, that they misspelled the name of the president in the first edition. They had to issue a correction. It's another deeply sourced story where they misspelled the president's name. After the event, the blowback was swift and fierce as media critics and political observers, all of whom were Democrats, I might add, faulted CNN for the way it curated a friendly in-studio audience for Trump and lent him the network's massive platform. Massive platform. That's the first time those words have been used in a sentence about CNN in a very long time. His listen to this. This is a news story. His commentary included false and foul claims. Foul claims that repeatedly left some attendees, quote, quietly disgusted or bewildered, unquote, even as others clapped and cheered. Yeah, that's what usually happens at a public event, right? Some people are having a good time. Some people are not having such a good time. I've been to a lot of things like that. My entire life, come to think of it. One particularly galling moment led St. Anselm to issue a direct rebuke. That moment came when Trump mocked writer E. Jean Carroll after a jury found him liable for sexually abusing and defaming her. And the audience laughed. The audience laughed. 844-500-4242. This raises the unquestionable, uncomfortable questions. How does St. Anselm square its responsibility toward political impartiality with its responsibility to reject sexual violence? He wasn't criminally convicted of anything, was he? And what about its? And she said she wasn't raped, and then she said rape. She told Anderson Cooper, and with his massive platform, that rape was fun. Do you remember that? She said that. Right?
I think she actually said rape is sexy.
Rape.
This is the quote. And even Anderson Cooper was like, okay, we're going to break.
Excuse me, we
got to go to break.
Yeah, someone was screaming in his ear that to go to break. So it is fair to ask if it should be treated differently. This candidate has tested normalcy and decorum within the American political process. How about the deep state? Has the deep state tested normalcy and decorum with the way it has treated this candidate, as we see yet again today in this report? 844-500-4242. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Howie, the FBI and the DOJ have rejected the advances of Comer and Grafny to provide that letter that provides a connection between the
Grassley.
Biden crimes.
Oh, Grassley.
Grassley, excuse me. Grassley, you're right. Thank you. Grassley, and which would have provided the contact between the Biden crime syndicate and China. And it's my understanding that Congress has the purse strings to the DOJ and the FBI.
Yes.
Is that not correct?
That is correct.
They have the purse strings to everything.
He would issue an executive order, and he's already accusing them of saying, these people say we're out to defund the police and they want to shut down the FBI. I mean, again, and the same people who made up the story about the Trump campaign having contacts with the Russian agents, and the same people who made up the story about Trump threatening the Georgia election officials, are just going to make up more stories. I mean, we're between a rock and a hard place here. I don't know what the answer is, but they wouldn't be able to get it. The way things are now, the way the executive branch is controlled by the deep state, and the Senate is controlled by the deep state, and you know, to a large degree, this House is controlled by the deep state. It wouldn't be possible to defund the enforcement arm of the deep state, the Praetorian Guard of the Democrat Party, which is the beyond belief corrupted FBI. Thanks for the call, Jay. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-pack, you can use a couple for yourself as Dennis did and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
If you want to learn how to master the art of understatement, just read this report. Throughout the duration of Crossfire Hurricane, facts and circumstances that were inconsistent with the premise that Trump and or persons associated with the Trump campaign were involved in a collusive or conspiratorial relationship with the Russian government were ignored or simply assessed away. Inconsistent. Assessed away. 844-500-4242. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, I got a couple of songs that they're not country songs, but I think they fit the theme with our former governor's son.
Yeah.
The Alabama song by The Doors.
Show Me the Way to the Next Whiskey Bar. Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Yeah.
And, of course, and Snorting Whiskey by the Pat Travers Band.
I don't know that one. How about Family
Tradition? It's a really hard rocker. It came out about 1980.
How about Family Tradition?
Smoking whiskey and drinking cocaine. Never heard that one?
No, I never have. I'm not into that band. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, I remember 5 years ago listening to you going over all this and how it was coming out, and it would be inevitable that Bill Barr would have to do something about it. We were also hopeful, but do you think the deep state today is any more corrupt and powerful than it was in 1963?
Oh, I think it is. Don't you, John? I think there were probably more dissenters inside the CIA and the FBI and the Democrat Party, for that matter, than there are today. I think it's It's more like a Warsaw Pact communist state than it was then.
But they got away with the assassinations.
I don't know who. I know Bobby Kennedy says the CIA assassinated his father. I tend to think it was more the organized crime. And some people, you can make the argument for Lee Harvey Oswald, but they did get away. They got away with a lot in the 60s and in the 50s too. They overturned a lot of governments and Iran, the Dominican Republic, Chile, as AOC would say, into the 70s. But I don't know. I think they're more powerful now because the other thing, John. There's no pushback from the media, or very little pushback. As you can see, the New York Times was part, so was the Washington Post. They were part and parcel of this entire hoax, and it's clear. It's been clear for a very long time, but it's even clearer today. And again, they have no remorse. There will be no act of contrition, so to speak. There will be no return of the Pulitzer Prizes. They all plan to, have in their obits so-and-so who won a Pulitzer Prize for the deeply sourced reporting on the Russian collusion hoax. By that time, if the Democrats succeed in the fundamental transformation of America, no one will ever know it was a hoax. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to touch on James Comey, but I just... Real briefly, I had a Dan Connolly sighting a couple of years ago, if you want to hear about that real quick.
Go ahead.
So, I was testifying in Lynn District Court on a case for the prosecution, and I looked down at the table, and defense attorney. There's Dan Connolly. So he was helping along a new criminal defense attorney. He was kind of like being his advisor. He didn't say much to me, but he was sitting at the table. So he's gone completely to the dark side now, right?
Well, I thought he was a lobbyist mainly for Mintz Levin. I thought he was doing more lobbying work than legal criminal practice or civil practice. But I don't know. All I know is, he broomed the case right over to the U.S. Attorney's office, and where it got a good leaving alone. They left no stone unturned except the stone that Gropey was hiding under. Thanks for the call, Baxter. I'm Howie Carr.